This week on Vikings Huddle, we learn all about the physics behind different sports balls with David Morgan at the Science Museum of Minnesota.
And go behind the scenes at the Minnesota Zoo with offensive lineman Joe Berger. All that and more on Vikings Huddle. Hi fans, welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm your host, Allie Crane. Today we're going to start out the show with my interview with Vikings running back, Jerick McKinnon.
All right, Jerick, let's get right to it. I've got a few questions for you. First off, where is your hometown?
Marietta, Georgia.
Georgia. What do you miss most about Georgia?
The sun.
The sun? Does it not shine that often in Minnesota?
Not that often.
Oh, man. Okay, what about your family?
They're from Georgia, too. South Georgia.
Okay, so you get to see them often?
Yeah, always. My mom and dad are from a small town right outside of Cairo, Georgia.
Okay.
So it's like real country.
Okay, where'd you go to college?
Georgia Southern.
And why'd you choose that place?
I just felt it was the right fit, and it was like they had a lot of tradition there.
Okay.
And it was a small town, and everybody was about football. So I liked the atmosphere when I went on my official visit, and I fell in love with it.
Awesome. And if you were going to talk to a kid who wanted to make it to the NFL, what kind of advice would you tell him?
I would tell them to never stop chasing their dreams, and no matter how tough it gets, just to keep fighting. There's always going to be downs along the way, whatever you're trying to do in life. And, you know, just have a strong mindset to get through it and that you're going to make it out.
And for our final two questions, we had youth Vikings fans submit them. So here's our first question.
Are you excited that the Super Bowl is going to be in Minnesota this year?
I'm excited for the Super Bowl to be in Minnesota this year because there's never been a home team to host a Super Bowl in their home city. So with that said, there's a lot of opportunity for us. And plus, it'd be like a home game. So yes.
All right. Thank you. And our second youth question is...
How many touchdowns have you made?
I don't know exactly how many touchdowns I made, but my favorite touchdown would probably have to be my second year versus the New York Giants. Inside zone play, cut it backside, and I knew DRC was on that side, so I had to outrun him because he's pretty fast, and I made one cut, and I was able to go like 60.
Well, thank you so much, Jerick, and thank you to our young Vikings fans for submitting those questions.
Now let's head out to Clover Ridge Elementary, where Victor is set to test his science knowledge against the class. Back again at Clover Ridge Elementary in Mrs. Lee's fifth grade classroom, and today we are talking about science, all right? I have my friend Will competing against Victor. Today we're going over animals, okay? I'm going to name an animal, and the first one to throw up the card, identifying it as what type, will earn a point. Victor, are you ready? Will, how you feeling over there?
Good.
Good. I like that nod. The animal is frog. Amphibian. Point for Will. Nice job, Will. Will, that's one. The animal is armadillo. That's one for Victor. In fact, an armadillo is a mammal. Okay? The next animal is a snake. Whoo, whoo. Will, those hands were all over reptile. Okay, Victor, score is 2-1. The animal is hamster. Ooh, Mrs. Lee.
Will's got it up. Facing right way up.
Victor's
upside
down. Victor.
I'm gonna give it to Will.
Okay, the score is now 3-1. The next animal is salamander. Whew. Oh yeah, Will. No, it's an amphibian, Victor. It can't be both. Now you got it right, but you don't get the point, okay? The animal is butterfly. Uh-oh. Class, who do we give it to?
Will.
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 Victor.
All right.
Victor. Unanimous. Victor. That's Will.
Will, it's yours. Good job, Will.
Okay, and our final animal is a wizard. Oh, sorry, Victor. It's a reptile. All right, and Will, you're going to be our winner in the science category. Oh, Victor, come on, shake his hand. I love to see that sportsmanship. Nice job out here, Will. And good try, Victor. Good try. Coming up next on Vikings Huddle, we join David Morgan at the Science Museum to discuss ball physics in this week's Skoll Science Lesson. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm here at the state capitol, but let's head downtown to the Science Museum of Minnesota with David Morgan for this week's Skoll Science Lesson.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Science Museum of Minnesota. My name is James, and I am pleased to welcome you to our show, Ball Game Physics, and please welcome our very special guest, Minnesota Viking, David Morgan. Give him a big round of applause. Woo! All right. Thank you so much, David, for joining us. Today we're going to be doing a show called Ball Game Physics, and we're going to be learning about science and sports. How many people here in the audience like science? Raise your hands. How many people here in the audience like sports? Raise your other hand. That's a lot of hands in the air. Awesome. Yeah, we could do the wave if we really wanted to. Yeah. The really fun thing about, actually, what sorts of sports do you guys like to play? David, what sorts of sports do you like to play?
I play football a little bit.
I love it. Is that your favorite sport? Is that your number one sport?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. Right, cool,
I would
have cool. to, yeah. Awesome, yeah, yeah. Any other sports fans out there, what sorts of sports do you guys like to play? Shout them out.
Baseball.
Basketball, volleyball, yeah, yeah. These sports, soccer, yeah, yeah. These sports are really fun to play. But the really cool thing about sports is that they are also actually impacted by the principles of physics. And the athlete who knows these principles can really help impact their performance. David, what I want you to do is I want you to stand about right here. Awesome. And in about 3 seconds, you're tight end, right? Yeah. So you catch the ball. So this should be no problem for you because I'm going to ask you to catch this tiny little mini football in about 3 seconds. Okay, you guys ready? Are you ready? Here we go. And 1, 2, 3, and catch it. Yeah, let's try this again. 1, 2, 3, and catch it. All right, let's try this again. 1, 2, 3. Okay, well, why isn't this ball going anywhere, David?
You gotta hit it.
I gotta do something to make it move, right? Yeah, we're gonna have to apply some force. Can everybody say that with me? Force, that's right. So we're gonna kick this over to you. Here we go, and 3, 2, and very nice. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, give me a big round of applause for catching it, but do I get the job? Can I be the kicker now?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now, there is another principle of physics at work that explains why that ball was sitting in one place, and that's called inertia. Can everybody say that with me? Say inertia. Yeah. The law of inertia states that an object at rest will stay at rest until a force acts to move it. So right now, inertia will be keeping this ball in one place. Now, I overcome this ball's inertia by hitting the ball with a bat like so. Now, I could hit the ball even further if I swing the bat, of course, with more speed. Increasing the amount of speed at which I swing the bat increases the amount of energy that's transferred from the bat to the ball. Now, I can hit the ball even further if I increase the amount of mass inside my bat. I've been hitting the ball with a hollow bat. We got a sandfill bat right here. All right, let's see how this goes. All right, not too bad. Dave, you want to give this one a try?
Oh, yeah.
All right. There you go.
That's heavy.
It's pretty heavy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Very nice. Now, there is one more thing that we can do to help us hit the ball even further, and that is increasing the length of our bat. Hitting the ball with a longer bat is going to go further because it does take a lot more force to swing this longer bat all the way around than it does to swing this tiny, cute little bat. And physics aside, wouldn't it look just ridiculous for any of our Minnesota Twins to walk up to the plate with a bat? I think that's a great idea. Just for fun. Just for fun. Give it a whirl. Let's see it. Let's see it, David. Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right. So we have just, we've talked about a number of different principles of physics today. Repeat them after me. Everybody say force.
Force.
Inertia.
Inertia.
Mass.
Mass.
Speed.
Speed.
Length.
Length.
So the next time you're playing baseball or t-ball or softball or hockey or football or whatever the sport is, remember these principles of physics and they can help you improve your performance. Ladies and gentlemen, give yourselves a big round of applause. Give David Morgan a big round of applause. Thank you so much for joining us for Ball Game Physics. Have a great rest of your day at the Science Museum of Minnesota. Bye-bye, everybody.
The Vikings are committed to giving back to the community.
Let's see what they were up to in this week's Community Moment.
Excited for Championship Tuesday?
Yeah!
So this is now my fifth pro camp, and basically we have kids from the age of 6 to 14 out here having a lot of fun. We're extremely fortunate to have a ton of good coaches out here helping these kids. And then for me, it was just, you know, relaying the message to them to have fun, enjoy it. Thank whoever it was that allowed them to be out here, whether it was mom, dad, grandma, grandpa.
I've known Kyle since he was in diapers. I remember seeing he was always the bigger kid than everybody else. His brother would come over as well, but we'd be outside playing basketball, and it's such a cool thing to see his growth and maturity and his success.
All right.
I'm Kyle.
Vikings on three. One, two, three.
Vikings!
Now let's check in with Vikings play-by-play announcer Paul Allen and this week's KidCaster.
The future of broadcasting is so important. We need to cultivate the youth of America. Thus, we have this portion of the program called KidCaster. I'm Paul Allen, the current KidCaster for the Minnesota Vikings. Your name?
Ryan.
Where are you from?
Stillwater.
You know what's happening here?
Yep.
Let's take a look at this play against the Chicago Bears. Listen to it, and then you do your own touchdown call. You with me?
Yep.
How about a little fist bump? Let's roll.
Bradford passes out and then pats the ball. Fire center of the field. Caught Rudolph at the five. Leaps for the end zone. Touchdown! For Kyle Rudolph, the 29th receiving touchdown of his career, which is a new Minnesota Vikings record for tight ends.
All right, so here's the deal if you want to do it. That touchdown was a record setter for Kyle Rudolph. As broadcasting goes, if you wanted to call him the best tight end in the history of Vikings football, you could do it, because he just set a record there. What you need to know for the sake of the call, so you can be accurate, it's Vikings versus Chicago Bears, Sam Bradford with a passing touchdown to Kyle Rudolph. Rudolph breaks a tackle, gets into the end zone. You ready? Can we pump him up a little bit here? KidCaster's in the crowd. Ready? Here he comes.
Bradford dropping back. Kyle Rudolph breaks the tackle. Five touchdowns, Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, give it up for him now. All these KidCasters, the level of talent is unbelievable. High five.
Time now for this week's mystery player. He was born in Natick, Massachusetts. He went to University of Central Florida. He wears number 25. He is a Vikings running back. The answer is coming up shortly. After the break, we play a fun game of freeze tag with the students at Northport Elementary.
Oh, no! No, no, no!
Did you figure out who this week's mystery player is yet? He is 6'3". He weighs 215 pounds. He is Vikings running back Latavius Murray. Next, we will send it over to our dietitians with another great snack option for the Nutrition Minute.
Hey kids, I'm Melissa, your dietitian, and I'm here today to show you how to make kebabs, which are a really easy snack that can be made in a variety of ways. We have here a fruit and cheese kebab featuring pears and grapes for a little bit of fiber and that cheese for the protein. And then in the center here, we have our pizza kebab, which we'll be assembling today, and that can be served at room temperature, or you can heat it up in the oven a little bit and dip it in some marinara sauce. And then on the end here, we have our veggie kebab, and that you can use your favorite cut up vegetables, and you can eat them raw, or you can dip them in a Greek yogurt type dressing. So let's get started with our pizza kebab. I really love bell peppers, and they add such a nice crunch to pizza, so I always put bell peppers on my pizza. But if you like mushrooms or olives, you can add those. And then I like to use a whole wheat pita bread for my crust to get some of our whole grains into our diet. And then I use a turkey pepperoni because they're lower in sodium while still getting that protein. And then I top it all off with a little mozzarella pearl. So you'll repeat this pattern all the way to the end, and then you can serve it right up. Thanks for watching, and remember to eat healthy and stay active.
It's time to see how this week's young Vikings fan does against Everson Griffin in Are You Smarter Than a Player? Welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Player? I am your host, Allie Krings. Joining us, special guest, Everson Griffin. Everson, today you are competing against Alicia. And here is the situation. I've got 10 questions right here. I'm going to ask you a question. The first person to buzz in gets the chance to answer. If one of you answers incorrectly, you'll get a chance to steal. However, if it's correct, you'll get the point. You ready?
Good luck.
first question. Name three foods that come from cows. I saw it go to you, Everson.
Okay, three foods. Foods?
Foods from cows.
Beef.
Bingo.
Milk.
Good.
Beef, milk, and...
Everson, I'm sorry. Time is up. Alicia, you have the chance to steal right now.
Cheese?
Bing, bing, bing!
Oh, man.
All right. That is 1 point for Alicia. All right.
Oh, my God.
Second question. What school did Harry Potter attend? Everson?
Hogwarts.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Boom. For bonus points, Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
Okay.
Who was the first president of the United States? You gotta get those reflex rolling, Everson. Come on. Okay, 2-1.
Good job.
True or false? Elephants eat with their noses. Everson.
False.
That is incorrect. Would you like to steal?
I thought they the trunk. That's not a nose. They do pick it up.
God. All right. After our fourth question, the score is Alicia 3, Everson 1.
This is embarrassing.
Name the five food groups.
Bread.
Grains.
Grains. Okay. Meat. Oh, vegetables.
Vegetables.
You say it's five of them?
There's five.
Dang, I eat them all the time. Carbs?
I'm sorry, that falls into the grains category. Alicia?
Fruits and dairy.
Fruits and dairy. That is correct. And our score, 4-1. All right, Everson, maybe this one you'll get. What is the name of the Disney princess in Little Mermaid?
Ariel?
Correct. Next question. These two plumbers star as brothers in what hit Nintendo video game?
Oh, it gotta be like Mario Kart or something. Mario.
And what's Mario's brother's name?
Luigi.
Finally, Everson, welcome back to the game.
Boom!
That is 2 points for you. What three flavors are in Neapolitan ice cream? Everson.
Vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate.
Do you eat a lot of that?
No, I don't. No.
Rolled right off the tongue. I wasn't sure. And our final question. What is the name of the University of Minnesota mascot? Alicia.
Goldie.
Bingo. Alicia, that is correct. We have our final score of 6-3. Everson, unfortunately, you are taking home an L tonight. But come back with us next week, and we will see how Everson does with our next contestant. Now, let's see what this week's activity is with our Play 60 feature at Northport Elementary. Our next Play 60 activity is one of my favorites, Freeze Tag. Mr. Youngquist, could you tell us more about how this game is played?
Yep, Freeze Tag is very simple. I'm going to choose four students, and they're going to wear one of our jerseys or pennies, and those four students will be the taggers. If they tag someone, they just freeze like a statue. Then any other student in the class who is not frozen can come over and tag me gently on the shoulder to unfreeze me.
Well, I'm super excited. Are you guys excited?
Yeah!
3, 2, 1, go!
She just unfroze her.
Thank you.
We have 10 minutes left in this class, and if we play this for 10 more minutes, these guys will be dropping. This is great for their cardiovascular endurance.
Okay, I thought the kids in this class looked fast. I was wrong. They are lightning speed.
Okay, guys. We will wrap it up. Please bring me your jersey if you have one.
I'm at my target heart rate. I was running so fast for so long, so I would definitely rather be a runner than a tagger. What a fun game. Coming up next on Vikings Huddle, go behind the scenes at the Minnesota Zoo with offensive lineman Joe Berger. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm your host, Allie Crank. Now, let's head over to the Minnesota Zoo for this week's Explorer feature.
We're here at the Minnesota Zoo in the shark holding area. Now, this is a behind-the-scenes space where the public generally does not go. Now, the reason we're here is for some black-tipped reef sharks. I have a keeper with me, Becky, who is going to attempt to feed them. Now, I say attempt because these sharks are very, very touchy. They don't like to sit still at all. So they kind of race up, grab the food, and then race away. You want
to
try it?
I would love to try it.
It's like fishing, only you don't want to catch
them. I'm a terrible fisherman. Just ask him.
Just have to be, they'll come, there he comes.
Oh, there he goes.
You get that one?
Yeah, I got that one.
Where are we gonna go next?
To the part where you can
see
him.
We're gonna go to Discovery Bay or Kitty Corner.
Discovery
there.
Bay. Where the touch tank is.
Well, this is Shark Reef. This is where the big sharks are. We actually fed them this morning. We'll talk a little bit more about that once we get up above.
And this is where the black-tipped sharks will go eventually?
They will be going in here eventually, yes. This is where the sharks that you just fed will be going into. And once you get up above, you'll be able to see why they have to be in pretty good shape before they go in there.
Hey, the kids are wondering why the sharks aren't eating the fish that are in the tank.
Well, you might realize that's probably the most popular question.
Right, I would assume, yeah.
People know sharks are predators. They're carnivores. They eat fish. That's certainly the top of their diet list.
Right.
But there are several things you try to do when you keep sharks in captivity so they don't eat the fish in here.
Right.
Sometimes you can put in fish that are as big as they are, so they generally don't try to eat things that are as big as they are. Sometimes you put in fast animals. Those black-tipped reef sharks move very fast. So you try to put in sharks that can outrun, outswim, so to speak, the sharks that are in there. And, of course, we feed them. Even a 200-pound shark, a 300-pound shark, only needs a couple percent of their body weight once a week to keep them very fit, active, and mobile. They just don't need to eat that much. They can keep their food a long time in their digestive system, so they don't eat every day. So here we are. You get a different view from the top of a fish or a shark than you do from the side. So all you have to do, it's a very easy job.
All right. Oh, I think I can handle that. All right.
You see, once they start moving, one of the reasons they're in here is because they're fast.
Yeah, you can see that. When there's food, they're quick.
When there's food, they're quick. You know, I hit the lunch table pretty quick too, but not as quick as this. Well, we're back out in the public space again, and we're here to see if we can get up close and personal with some sharks. Now, these sharks are cold water sharks, sharks that you would find off the coast of California. They're only about 6 foot long, so they're not terribly large sharks. They're called leopard sharks. We also have some swell sharks and horn sharks in here, but the objective, of course, is just to kind of hit them as they, not hit them, touch them as they pass by you.
Just wait for one to come. Here you go. Oh, he wants. You did touch one? Oh, no, no, he can't. Can't go swimming with him, Blake.
Well, Joe, I'm glad you came to the Minnesota Zoo today. We always like to have people here. Obviously, we have almost a million people a year here, but hopefully some of the stuff that you and your listeners and viewers get to see will help them to appreciate a little bit more about the natural world here in the Minnesota Zoo, and we hope you come back again.
Yeah, it was very interesting. We love the zoo. Thanks for showing us around and a little bit behind the scenes, so it was great. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Now let's review what we learned this week on Vikings Huddle. We learned all about the physics behind sports balls with David Morgan at the Science Museum. And we also visited another great Twin Cities location with our Explorers feature. Thank you for joining us this week on Vikings Huddle.